Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 1, 2. All right, welcome to our pre-show on this Thanksgiving Day, the 26th of November, the year of our Lord, 2020. Good God Almighty. Are we still here, man? Are we still fucking here, dude? We're here. This time, I can't tell you what I did on Thanksgiving last year. Last year was kind of last Thanksgiving was a piece of shit for me. Last Christmas was sort of a piece of shit. And then all of a sudden, out of the fucking blue, this girl named Jackie Bales just popped right back into my life. And you have heard the story ad nauseum, or is that the right way? Ad nauseum, yeah. So I don't want to keep bothering you with it, but, you know, thank goodness for that. And here's the thing, man, you know, and I'm not going to belabor this. Jackie has asthma, got a couple of underlying conditions. I've got an underlying condition. I'm, you know, of an age where this bullshit COVID is a danger to us. And I know there are people out there that don't give a fuck. I understand that. You know, they're going to go out and they're going to jack off into their fucking beer at Claim Jumpers. They're going to go out and hang their fucking dick out in a public, the public park. Whatever they want to do, they're going to be free. And I take that as a hostile act. I take that as a hostile fucking act. Now, they can sit there and wonder what that means, and whatever you want to think that is, it most probably is. But I realize that people out there don't give a shit, and it could endanger her health. Could endanger mine. I'm pretty smart. She's smart. I mean, we're not stupid people. We know what we're doing. But the fact is that it's not a safe fucking world. Nobody gives a flying fuck. I almost got into a fucking fight with a guy 40 years younger than me with his fucking skateboard and his little wispy-ass fucking beard standing behind me at the store, like right up on top of me, no motherfucking mask. And I turned around and I said, back off. That's how I said it. And he did. And as I was leaving, I heard him say, that guy's a real asshole. And I turned around and, people were there. They saw me. I said, fuck you. And he said, oh, yeah? And he started to turn to him. He said, hey, right here, motherfucker. You know, you're so anxious to fucking breathe on me. Come on up. Get some. And had he taken the invitation at face value, then I would have been all in. I can fucking guarantee you that. He didn't. I'm not saying he was afraid of me. Maybe he thought he didn't want to beat up an old man. I don't know what his thing was, but I was so goddamn fucking pissed, I was ready to goddamn break that fucking board right over his motherfucking head. I don't give a shit what happened to me. I didn't give a shit what happened to me. I mean, that's the way I am with any motherfucker out there in the world that forgets that I know that you're immortal and you're going to live forever and you're just fucking marvelous. And you know, social media is a wonderful thing. You can talk, you know, run your fucking mouth all you want. But out there in the goddamn real world where there's real fucking consequences, there's real reaction to real actions. I'm surprised somebody hasn't been motherfucking shot. And I'm not talking about some anti-mask bitch getting their feelings hurt. I'm talking about somebody who wears a mask and is being threatened by these anti-maskers who think that because they don't think they're susceptible to the serious effects of this disease because of their youth or whatever, that they just don't have to give a fuck about anybody else. That's a hostile fuck. I take that as an assault. You know, that's just a motherfucking, and if somebody I love winds up getting sick from this goddamn fucking disease, I swear to Christ, I don't know what I'm going to fucking do. And I fucking mean that. You know, it's a tough thing for everybody. People are dying by the fucking record. Let me give an example. A friend of mine who is same age as me, his son was coming to visit from college and was bringing a buddy of his who'd had the disease already, who'd already had it. He says, well, you know, Dad, the guy's had it. He's immune. No, he's fucking not goddamn motherfucking immune. We don't know whether they're immune or not. We don't know whether they're immune or not. That's the fucking real science, regardless of whatever the fuck it is you want. And his old man said, you bring that motherfucker around here, dude, he ain't getting in the fucking house. And neither are you. And we're talking about Thanksgiving, you know. But what are people supposed to do, man? What are they supposed to put the fuck up with? You know, I mean, I'm sorry to sound so goddamn angry in such a festive fucking day, but this is the reality, man. There's no fucking love out there. There's no goddamn Christian fucking... Fuck you, you fucking self-proclaimed motherfucking Christians that can't put a fucking mask on your ugly-ass fucking face to try to maybe keep somebody who is a little bit more susceptible to this disease than you are from getting it. Because what? Your goddamn bitch-ass fucking church needs to have so many people? Motherfucker, there's something in the Bible about how wherever two or more are gathered in my name, I am there. You don't need to have 9 million fucking bitch, stupid, cunt, fucking Trump-loving goddamn Christians in your fucked-up church if you were real Christians, which you're not. Don't fucking tell me you are. You say, you can't tell me I'm not a Christian. You can't tell me you are, motherfucker. How do you feel about that? Why can't I get fucking angry? Record-breaking numbers of fucking people are dying, motherfuckers. Record-breaking numbers of people are fucking dying. They're all people in their 70s and 80s, and maybe they're dispensable, and maybe they're disposable, and maybe it's, well, shit, it ain't me. But, bitch, let me tell you what, man. If you just decide you're not going to fucking be careful around people because they're fuck them, they're surplus population, people have a tendency to fucking want to get a little payback on shit like that. I know that I'm not talking to anybody that subscribes to that. I don't think I'm just venting, you know. It's like what I would fucking say if somebody like that was standing in front of me right now. But of all the fucking people in the world, Jackie is the best thing that's happened to me in fucking years. Years and fucking years. I can tell you right now, as much as I love my work, as much as I love living, I gave up fucking hope of ever having any kind of real happiness in my life when it came to the opposite sex. I gave that. I said, fuck it, you know. If I'm a bachelor, I'm a bachelor. That's what I am the rest of my life, whatever. You know, I have my work. I have my talent. I have, you know, my ability to go out and live my fucking life. I've got friends. And she came into my life, and it exploded in ways that I didn't think it would. And, if I lose her to this fucking thing, I will be a fucking enemy of the whole goddamn fucking human race for the rest of my goddamn life. I will be the proverbial beast, you know. Isn't that what he did? I don't know the story of Beauty and the Beast to save my fucking ass, but isn't he some guy that was just absolutely fucking brokenhearted over there? And there ain't no beauty coming along to pull me out of that shit, because she was it. So, let's, you know, and if this is an unusual Thanksgiving message, hey, it's an unusual fucking Thanksgiving. And some people got to fucking wake the fuck up, motherfuckers, because so help me God, I'm going to take a fucking baseball bat, and I won't give a fuck what happens to me. You know, you're at a certain point in your life, man, you're old enough, I don't give a fuck about dying. I'm fucking old, motherfucker. Didn't frighten me at all. That's the one thing I got up on most people in this world. And if you're as old as me, maybe you feel the same way. Most of those motherfuckers out there are afraid of fucking dying. So that's one that I got over on all them motherfuckers. It's true. Think about that. I know what you're afraid of, motherfucker. You're afraid of dying. I'm not. So keep that in mind, Mr. Anti-Mask motherfucker, wherever they are, whoever they are. Anyway, you know, I shouldn't talk this way, because I do have a really, really firm belief. I have a great belief in the power of people to make life over, to create a revolution of good. So it's just me kind of being angry, just being pissed off, man, that's all. You know, and what will fucking be, but I have great faith. I'm a little bit tired, very, very tired today. I can't tell you why I'm tired, but I am. And I'm working on something that is very, it's been strenuous. I have to work on it tomorrow, Thanksgiving, and I have to work on it part of Friday. I'm going to have to really work my ass off on it tomorrow. So why don't we get to it, man? What we have for you today is the annual Thanksgiving show. Bob Green the owner of Fraser Foods and his frozen or fresh turkeys. We'll get to it right in a minute.